Hi, my dear friends. Beloved greetings from the Andalusian mountains again. My name is Henna Maria, and today I want to talk about something very important. I want to tell you that the Reignite World Freedom's grand campaign, the Global Walkout, is a bad idea. Now, I don't normally do this. I don't normally stomp on anyone's campaign or rain on anyone's parade, so to say. But when it comes to an attempted mass action of this scale, there's a lot at stake here. I consider myself a part of this community, so I also feel that I can contribute my voice and my thoughts to this issue. For a mass action to have real impact, it has to have a solid strategy. And I just don't see it here. Here's why. First and foremost, we have to have assessed our situation and predicament with precise accuracy in order to bring about the correct solutions, the right remedy. This is not the case with those who have built this campaign. The Reignite World Freedom is claiming that if we do this global mass protest, this time we cannot be ignored, and the government is forced to listen to us. Implying as if being recognized and heard by the governments would take us any closer to any kind of a solution. This is naivety and ignorance at best, and megalomania or deliberate co-optation of the freedom movement at worst. We are living through the 10th and final stage of genocide. Denial. The governments of the world have consciously conspired to destroy the lives, livelihoods, and rights of hundreds of millions of people worldwide under the guise of a pandemic. Now they are in denial of millions of people suffering from serious vaccine injury. And instead, they are blaming all of these horrendous and freakish symptoms on climate change, sudden adult death syndrome, monkeypox, or other equally fabricated and false diagnoses and causes. Worse yet, they actually celebrate the success of their lethal lockdowns and medical mandates and plan on forging these dehumanizing and criminal tactics on the playbook of the future pandemics as well. And you think you can negotiate with these people? You cannot negotiate with murderous psychopaths. They lie. They have zero accountability or integrity. They've done it all consciously. This elaborate hoax should have been an extremely serious warning to all of us that governments do not serve the people. They never have. And actually, the opposite is true. They control us. They enslave us. Their entire function is in fact to rule over us. So why should we give them any more of our time or attention? Why should we gather outside of their palaces of stolen power, their pyramids of domination, on courtyards built on the blood of our ancestors? Why should we even recognize them as any sort of a legitimate institution? They are fundamentally immoral by their very nature, for their entire system is based on coercion and violence. If you did not know that governments are anti-human by default prior to 2020, then you've been living in a rosy-colored bubble of positive lies. We had no freedom before the plandemic either. We've been like the animals in the free-range farms, with a couple of cubic meters more space to breathe and move than our North Korean cousins in the factory farms. But now, we are being brought to slaughter just the same. Just the same. Our democracy in the West is an illusion of justice. We need natural law, morality, and true freedom. So to want to negotiate conditions with the government for us to be brought back to the state of freedom prior to 2020 is like negotiating an extra week of life for someone on death row. It's pointless and it's insane. We're innocent. We need to break out of the prison altogether. Second of all, from what I gather, based on the published campaign material of the Global Walkout, this campaign is wanting to replace centralized systems of governance with other centralized systems of governance. They are wanting to replace a class of World Health Organization and World Economic Forum experts with their own class of experts. But who are these guys? Who has chosen this team of experts? Nobody asked me. I absolutely do not give consent to any kind of an expert to be deciding matters regarding my life or health on my behalf. Whether it's a World Health Organization expert or a Reignite World Freedom appointed expert. No, thank you. If this campaign supported the creation of holistic clinics with practitioners who oppose pharmaceutical drugs, poisons, and invasive medical interventions, who realize what new biology and terrain model of health means, I could consider standing behind it. But I have not heard any mention of the overall evil nature of allopathic medicine or the pharmaceutical industry. If you believe the immorality of this current crisis is an isolated event, once again, you have not done your research. You're not seeing clearly. Every single vaccine is toxic and dangerous. Every single one of them, without exception. If we want freedom for humanity, true freedom, we have to mature enough to be able to face the full reality of our world, the entire scope of this lie, which is monstrous. If we are going to create a worldwide resistance, which is actually able to change the course of our future towards freedom, it has to be created by those who have vision and strategic thinking and a fundamental understanding of the nature of hierarchical centralized systems of governance, as well as a clear comprehension of the history of nonviolent liberation struggles and communities with true freedom. It's not enough to simply resist these current COVID mandates or drugs. We need to let the entire medical system collapse and bury it 6 feet under. It's time for a whole new paradigm, an era of truth, self-ownership, and free will. No more patronizing systems where we outsource our unique voice and responsibility to someone else. I 100% oppose all hierarchical systems, all forms of modern democracy, and I do not accept anyone to be representing me, no matter their intentions. Another red flag of the campaign is the need for massive, concentrated events in capital cities. Why? You want visibility, granted. But how about security? What kind of strategies have been set for people to be safe during the march, during these protests? Capital cities have a gigantic reserve of special ops agents, troops and troops of police and military available. Can you guarantee there are going to be teams of peacekeepers from your ranks who will liaise and de-escalate potentially explosive situations? Can you protect these gatherings from being hijacked and steered by provocateurs and government-implanted undercover agents? These are not rhetorical questions. I'm serious here. And actually, I can answer to you. You cannot. You cannot protect the people who are going to be participating in these marches, because they are far too big. And most people participating will not have ever even heard of the non-violent code of action. They're simply completely inexperienced. So what happens when you have convoys and masses of people marching in the capital cities demanding to get world freedom and the government will not budge? You get frustration. You get aggression. I see the ingredients for absolute chaos and trauma. I see mainstream media having a field day, capturing all of the conflict and the drama. I see increasing polarization and division among police and activists. It cannot end well. We cannot negotiate with psychopaths. And we cannot threaten them either. There are plenty of low-risk, fully effective, strategically intelligent actions that all of us can take right here, right now, in a decentralized way. We can simply ignore these psychopaths and start building our own parallel system. By all means, let's all walk out. We can choose not to show up for work or not to show up for school, but we can also stop paying taxes. We can also refuse to pay fines. We can reclaim our status as a living man or a living woman. We can divorce all corporate and commercial social media. We can start growing our own food. We can build community gardens and create local trading schemes. We can create our own currencies. We can wean off the pharmaceuticals and start healing ourselves with natural medicine. We have to organize amongst ourselves laterally, horizontally, in a decentralized way, and make the resistance a part of our everyday life, everyday decisions. Rallying up the world for a coordinated protest outside of city halls and capital cities, pleading the criminals for some crumbs of freedom, is a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. And it's a sign of desperation. It's a sign of loss of self-respect, loss of dignity. Not a single protest can achieve freedom. It's already within us. We just need to exercise it.